Power out. All is in divine order. Power out. All is in divine order. This morning, I awakened bright and early, and I noticed that the outside lights were off. I noticed that all of the clocks were out. I noticed that there were no night lights on. There were no lights at all. And up on here on the mountain, when the power is out, that means that everything is out. The furnaces don't operate. The hot water heaters don't operate. Nothing operates because everything basically comes down to being with electricity. It's not only with electricity, but electricity turns it on, turns it off. Whether you have gas or not, the electricity is what turns it on. Now, if you have a gas stove or oven or a gas furnace of some sort, and you can operate it manually, that's fine. But you have to operate it manually. Well, I've taken all of the gas appliances out of the Hermitage where I live. The only thing that's still in the Hermitage where I live when gas is the water heater, and that's just always been that way. And all the rest is electric. I have an electric furnace that operates from the outside. It's a beautiful operation, heats the house beautifully, maintains it perfectly. I have lights. I have all sorts of things that are just wonderful operating by electricity. But when the power is out, then I have to say, all is in divine order. Then I have to say to myself, I am cozy, even if the temperature is dropping down below freezing. I am cozy, and I snuggle under the blankets. And I say to myself, I am warm and cozy, and I will sleep comfortably and awaken to divine order with the power on. And that's just what I did. That's just what I did. Several hours later, I awakened, and the power was back on again. All of the outside lights are on again, the Christmas lights, all of the other clocks and so forth were blinking away, saying, reset me, reset me. I stopped and I was off for a while and now I'm ready to be reset. And everything is in divine order. But it could be a disastrous thing to have that happen. If at the moment anything of that nature comes into my life, the first thing I say is, all is in divine order. And I say all is in divine order because I need to put my house in order. Because it's my house where the electricity is out. It's my house where I'm experiencing this activity where it needs to be in divine order. It's my life. It's my body. It's my building. It's my world. And I am in charge of that. Now, could I surround my home with my pure white light of love and say, all is in divine order always? And could I surround my home and say my world is in divine order always and never experience a power out? Never experience an activity that is contrary to what I want it to be? Or is it better to say, always experience everything according to my highest and best. Always experience everything according to my highest and best. And when I say I always experience everything according to my highest and best, then what happens to me is that everything is always in divine order. Now, it's a simpler phrase to say all is in divine order and know that. It's a simpler phrase to say, all is in divine order and I live in my my perfect divine order at all times. And I always know divine order. I love divine order. Divine order is my life, my world, my being. And when I say that, when I know that, then I'm putting that cause in motion for me. I'm putting that experience in motion for me, and I'm experiencing that in my life. All is in divine order. Now, I'm not worried about my pets, whether they're warm or cold at night, because Rex has his winter suit on, and he goes outside and lays out in the snow and takes a nap. He loves that. Now, you think that he's crazy. Well, do you like to go out and play in the snow when you have your snowsuit on? When you have your warm winter clothing on, do you like that? When you can go outside and play in the snow? You surely do. Do you have enough of it sometimes, and then you come inside and you shake off the snow and you lay before the fireplace and you warm up and snuggle up, even in your winter suit? Yes, you surely do. When you're in bed at night, do you say, I am snugly warm, I am comfortable, I am happy, I am just so fantastic, I feel so good? And when you do that, you're saying all is in divine order. When you do that, and you look at all of life's experiences, and you say all of life's experiences are in divine order now. All of life's experiences are wonderful. And whether it's a power out, or whether it's any other contrary experience, we always know the truth. We always know that all is in divine order. And as we always know that all is in divine order, everything in our world is in divine order. It's a matter of our choice. Now, do I make a choice of living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? Yes, I do. Do I make a choice of surrounding myself with my pure white light of love and everything is in divine order? Yes, I do. Do I live in a world that is harmonious and happy and joyful all the time? Yes, I do. Are there ever any experiences in my life which are contrary to my highest and my best? Only if I allow them. If any experience comes to my attention that may not be for my highest and best, I immediately take the opposite. I immediately recognize that all is in divine order. I immediately put my house in order. I immediately take charge. And when I take charge, it works. When I take charge, all is in divine order. When I take charge, my life is a living example of what I'm thinking, of what I'm having going on in my world, what I'm having going on in my thought system. What am I thinking about? Am I thinking that all is in divine order, or that something is out of divine order? Where do I give my power? Where do I give my presence? Where do I give my awareness? Where do I give my feelings and my thoughts? Where do I give my attention? My attention is always, all is in divine order. My attention is always, all is beautiful, fantastic, glorious, all is divine. And when I maintain this as a habit, when I maintain this as a program, then that is who I am. Just like the medical society, who does research from time to time, find that people with a positive attitude of mind live in a healthier body and a healthier mind. People with a positive attitude of consciousness on every subject that they have that comes to their attention, people who have this positive attitude live in a happier whole being. It's all a matter of who we believe we are. For when I say all is in divine order, I am empowering the most beautiful aspect of my being that ever could be. And all is in divine order now. I make that statement. I make that claim. I make that visualization. I make that awareness. And whether it's a power out or whether it's any other experience, I'm always on top of it. I'm always in charge, saying all is in divine order. And as I'm always in charge, saying all is in divine order, all is in divine order. I need look no further than my own mental attitude, than my own mental household, for all in my world, and I see that all in my world is a reflection of what's going on in me, in my mental thought, in my mental household. And as I see that, then that is exactly the way it is. Today, claim for yourself, all is in divine order. Know for yourself, all is in divine order. And as you know this, that should be your thought for today, all the time, your clarion call, all the time, your belief in yourself, all the time, because that's what it is. Have a lovely, all is in divine order day, because you think about it and claim it that way. I love you. I love you. I love you.